Well, I take great comfort in bringing my next guest on. We've come to rely on him for a long time, Andy Arena. He is the director of the Detroit Crime Commission, former special agent in charge of the FBI Detroit office. And one of the things we want to talk about is this California mayor stepping down after pleading guilty to being a foreign agent for China. Let me explain. Being a foreign agent for China is legal in this country, but you have to register. You have to let people know. They're not even touching the spying that she clearly has been doing on behalf of China. Be that as it may, Andy, I need to get some positive feelings from you, because right now I'm worried about the CIA, the FBI, and the Secret Service. These are entities that 20 years ago I never worried about.
Yeah, Paul, you know, I'm not shocked by this. I mean, this has been going on. Look, the Chinese are masters at this. It's a relentless drumbeat. They are spying on us. They are trying to shape the vision that we have of them. It's a continuous thing. So you're looking at, you know, continual cyber attacks, boots on the ground. You know, the interesting thing about this individual, you know, and I was talking to somebody earlier and said, well, it's kind of, it sounds like the old movie with Frank Sinatra, the Manchurian Candidate, like they're putting people on the ground here. You know, what they were using this person for was to kind of shape the message, right? So she's out there, she's posting things on the internet, on this website to really change the vision of what we have of the Chinese government. And so, and it's interesting, Paul, is it looks like she stopped doing this when she became an elected official. Now, she may have stopped posting that stuff, but I'm sure her views of her support of the Chinese government didn't change, right? But they're smart enough to kind of put it a little bit underground. But, you know, I wish I could assure you, and it's just, hey, look, this is a constant drumbeat. The Chinese are not our friends. They are continually trying to get information, hack systems, whatever. And it's going to continue.
They've been openly stealing our intellectual property for as long as I can remember. We talked about it after we visited China the very first time and did our broadcast. You would see a Chevrolet Impala that they had purchased and then torn apart and completely recreated it and called it something else. And they did it not under the wink, wink nod of the government. The government was involved in that stealing of intellectual property. They were the Ping Golf Clubs. The number of things they made illegally stealing our intellectual property was mind-blowing. So here we have, when I first said this and saw this, I shot from the lip and I said, well, they've got thousands of spies in America. Here's hoping we have thousands of American spies in China. And then I realized, Andy, they've never let us into China the way we let Chinese people or anyone else. We welcome them when they come in legally, and they can do this. We can't do that. We Americans can't blend in with the Chinese. Every time I've been there, and anyone I know who's been there, we're under scrutiny immediately. They steal any information on our computer phones, and they follow us everywhere we go.
Yeah, it's a different type of spying. I mean, believe me, everybody's spying on everybody, Paul. But it's a different type of spying. We're holding our own, but yeah, I think our society makes it a little more easier for them.
So what do you think about the CIA being so upset with these hearings today, the so-called CIA whistleblower on the origins, if you will, of COVID and deaths related to the vaccine? Why would CIA really be against that?
Yeah, I really wasn't following it. I've been kind of busy today, but I'm going to certainly take a look at it this afternoon. But, you know, hey, listen, I work with the CIA. They get upset about a lot of different things, Paul. I'm sure I've personally upset them a few times myself. So they're a different breed.
All right. And frankly, Secret Service failures are just unbelievable. Back when 1984, when I was with the Secret Service for about 8 hours with the detail with President Reagan, they were sharp, man. They were so sharp. I don't think they would have let any of this stuff happen, including not having guys with the machine guns in the stairwells. And such a relaxed guy standing there at the final line before you get through to get down the stairs to go in there and kill people. He was like, He wasn't paying attention. You could have heard the guy running the way he was running. He should have been able to tackle the guy. And the last thing is, in two different events against the president, the Secret Service fired 11 shots and never hit anybody.
Yeah, you've got three incidents in the last 2 years. That's three too many, right? So I'm pretty sure that they're kind of redoing their system here and looking at how they're handling these. At least I'm pretty hopeful that they are. But, yeah, that's three too many. It just can't happen.
Andy Arena, director of the Detroit Crime Commission, former special charge of the FBI Detroit office. We thank you always for your expertise, Andy. Thank you, sir.
All right, Paul. Have a good day.
You do the same. I'm doing my best. I'm trying to bring our listeners relentless positive radio under sometimes tough conditions. It is 1:30 at 760 WJR.